Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen in studio, Bill Bush once again in the wonderful piano room wherever he is at. Bill, can you hear us?
The piano room is here. Can you guys hear me okay, Jake?
We hear you loud and clear, Bill.
William.
You sound like you're here,
Steve,
in the same
Steve, great
room.
Hat.
Well, yes, okay, so you can wearing see the Hawaii me. Hat. Yes, he can see you.
Here's what I like, Bill. I don't mind verbalizing things on my mind. I like imagining where you're at. I occasionally will check our show later and I'm like, oh, there's Bill on, you know, when you're on the, what do you call this, remote?
Yes.
When you're remote, I just like to imagine it more than actually seeing you. You're into my imagination right now.
You can hear you, just can't
That's
see
That's nice
you.
To know, Steve. A little awkward, but.
That's what we do. We like awkward in the
hey,
show.
Wait a second. It's not awkward. Do you have a hat on?
He has a hat on. He's got the which hat? Do you think he has on?
Krusty's.
Krusty. He likes that.
I'm talking from about Arthur.
That's the Arthur hat, you know.
I'm talking like Bill's not on. He likes that hat.
He does like that hat.
You've been wearing that hat a lot. Are you? I assume you're wearing black.
You are correct.
Yes, I am.
Black sweatshirt
correct.
And
a hoodie.
Krusty's hat. Yes.
What are the odds?
So his imagination was perfect then. So you don't need to see him to know exactly how he looks right now. It's the best part.
He has a goofy look on
his
face.
Yes, and I apologize to the stool last night and to the breakers. This was not a false narrative. There was just something that came up kind of quickly that I had to depart for. But obviously, we never want to miss the show. But I apologize that I'm remote Please. Today. We always prefer that. We're in the high 98th percentile of all three of us being in studio, and that's a big deal for us. So
please don't apologize for that. Please don't apologize.
You're with the show, and we appreciate you being on remotely, Bill. Thank you for chiming in today.
God bless you. We have a lot to talk about.
For streaming in.
Well, Dr. Love's coming in, and that's just something that we can't have relationships falling apart on Memorial Day weekend.
No.
All of a sudden, Tuesday gets around, and everybody's apart.
Right, and it doesn't have to be relationship questions. Any love questions, anything to do with relationships with and love.
Yes, but as Bill said, thank you for wearing the Hawaii hat. It does look good. I'm glad I got those for you guys because it just looks right on your head.
I get a lot of compliments on this hat.
It's a nice hat.
Including from the ladies.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well.
As Steve cracks himself up with his own jokes.
That's been happening for a long time, Bill.
You'd be awesome if he's a comedian, just joking, just double over laughing.
I am so funny. Laugh at my
joke.
Let's
just say it again.
Did you guys get that?
All right. All right. Jake's got a strange gift.
I have
today.
I got a crew neck on. We have a it's remote a broadcast neck. After this at A1 Automotive, and so I have to go down. My other jacket I had for the ticket one is in the wash, so I had to be creative today. It's a little chilly this morning.
A1 Automotive?
Chilly-ish, yes.
Is that a crew neck?
This is a crew neck sweatshirt.
Okay.
I've worn
this. Good-looking sweatshirt, Jake. Do we have one of those?
I think so. I've never actually worn this before. This is the first time I've ever worn it before, ever. It's the first time wearing
it. I think I would wear that quite regularly. I don't think I have that in my arsenal.
You see, I'm more of a quarter zip or a hoodie. This is in between. This is not a quarter zip or a hoodie. So I'm not.
Is there something sticking off the back?
Probably it. Well, that's my. I have a shirt below.
Oh, you have a shirt below.
I'm not just wearing a crew neck with nothing below. Now that's wrong. You ever wear a crew neck without a shirt below? That's not right.
Okay, now you're.
I'm saying I've done it over 10,000 times.
Wow.
With a t-shirt under it, Bill?
Nothing. No,
that's
a crew
risky,
neck.
Bill. Because what if you get hot? With the sweatshirt, you always have something. You should have something below a sweatshirt. Typically,
I just plan accordingly. I don't think there's ever a time when it's February 9th. I'm like, well, I better wear three shirts in case I have to layer down.
Not three, one shirt, two shirts.
Even
shirt
two,
below,
no.
I'm
not putting it. I'm probably not wearing that like on July 6th. Like I'm gonna go with the crew neck today, but it's gonna be 104, might change when it gets to 9 a.m.
Could be a time where you're inside and the AC's not working well. Now you're stuck with your crew neck without a shirt below it, and now you're sweating without your undershirt.
You're going to A1,
but brand new location today. Okay. Brand new location.
Hey, I got it.
Yankee Hill Road.
I am not aware of this either. Me and Steve get left. Once it goes to 901, me and Steve are out.
This is the drive. AD will be out there from 9 to 11 for a grand opening remote before their actual grand opening from 11 to 4. So it's like the pre-grand opening remote broadcast.
I want to share an automotive story that you guys will be interested in. I think it'll be very
interesting. Oh, I like automotive, Steve.
That you will. This is appreciation for Kendall.
Kendall Warnock of A1 Automotive, yes.
Kendall, I had to get some transmission work. I haven't got it done yet because I've been pricing it. But I had to get some transmission work. I will not mention the place I went. I will not mention it by name. I went to one place to get an estimate. Went in, got the estimate. It took a long time for them to size up the situation. They gave me a $900 estimate. Missing Tooth Greg said, walk out. There were some expletives involved.
Excuse me.
That's fine. There's some expletives involved, but he said, get the hell out of there. That's too high. I told Kendall it was, the estimate was $900.
Yes.
I said to Kendall, this is what I need to get done. And Kendall said, oh, I can do that for $200. Okay.
Now that's service right there.
Okay. Okay. And he said,
Greg was right.
Yeah. And he said, what you experienced is what often gives mechanics a bad name, and don't. So just come to us. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Kendall for this particular matter and save $700. Cause I would have probably in my stupidity and general just want to get things done quickly paid it. But don't, now I'm not going to.
Good that you asked Greg and then talked to Kendall. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Kendall at A1 Automotive.
At A1 Automotive. Still downtown, but second location now on Yankee Hill Road, about 50th and Yankee Hill.
We need to post Greg's number for everyone to call if they have any sort of questions on when to get out.
He's expecting that at this point.
The mechanics. Get out of there. Get out now. It almost sounds like, remember the horror movie? The call's coming from inside the house.
Bill, it was just like that, too. He said, go, leave. Leave the building.
Leave.
Get the hell out. With expletives.
Yes, with expletives.
Wow.
Did you feign like an appendicitis or something to get out of the building?
No, I didn't have to. It wasn't like that.
All of a sudden, just, oh, hang on a second. Yeah, I'll bring the truck around and pull it in. Oh, hang on. Oh, I have some lower abdomen pain.
I have to
I'll
go
be right
now.
Back. Oh, no.
I'm going to the hospital.
Lower abdomen. No, I didn't have to do that.
Okay.
He gave me his – okay, I'm not going to describe it too much lest I give it away.
That's one thing that's always interesting in my life. This fall back on idle chit chat now is that sometimes you think, sometimes you have to rationalize why you leave or why you do something. All you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to leave. Yeah. And that's it. You don't have to, you have to come up with like, my shoulder just is dislocating right now. So I'm going to have to go out to the car and put it back in, and then I'll be back in. And then you drive off. Just say, I have to leave, or I'm not going to be there. No yeah. reason. No. Why? I'm just not going to be there.
I've noticed at the ticket when people come and see us sometimes, I've noticed the exits of various people that come to see us. You know, that happens, right? It happens a few times a week. And I do notice some people just, they just leave. The guy just, okay, thanks. And then he's gone. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process.
No, that's not a long, drawn-out right? like that. And we don't have to know that like that. Well, I have to go to the bank, and I'm going, just they're just gone. Thank yeah. you.
And you don't have it to
is nice when people stop in and say hi, though, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it really is, Bill. I'm not suggesting that I don't want them to. But I'm the sort that will say goodbye three times. You don't really need to do that.
That's extreme.
Yeah. Steve, you're like the you're the bell cow of the stool. You're the first person to meet someone outside.
Oh, that's not true.
That is true. You're very friendly. Steve's the one that starts.
You are a friendly person.
Starts off, and sometimes you poke your head back in and let us know, hey, here's what's going on out here. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Thank you,
Bill.
Give
us the lay of the land out there.
This is the stool. We made it to Friday. We made it the duration of the week.
You kept saying all on Monday, we'll be here for the full week. And yes, we're here for the full week.
Here we are.
We stood by our word on the show. We're here.
Yeah, we'll be here Tuesday again, right?
But right, that's right. We're off Monday for Memorial Day, which Bill nicely
Unless you guys want to do a show Monday, I'll do it.
I'm out. We'll do a show Tuesday, Bill.
That's one of those things I love saying because I know we're not going to do it, so I can say that and be like, man, look at Bush, man. He would do one, but those guys wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't do it. So
we would do it if we had to. We would do it, Bill.
We would do it. But I have no interest. I'm with Jake. I have no interest in that.
There's a lot going on.
I know what the holiday's about. We've talked about this.
We did. We had a nice tutorial on that yesterday from Bill on Bill's Thrills.
That was a nice moment, Bill.
I'm going to have to whip through Pender at some point in time like that to take care. That was my Missing dad's Tooth tradition Greg. Forever was who went by. I'm missing something. Tooth Greg. What happened?
Missing Tooth Greg was just outside. On his, is he going to bring us some food or something?
I'm hoping.
Morning? I think he's going to stop in with some food.
I'm hoping. But Bill, yeah, your presentation yesterday, I'm going to call it a presentation, was very nice. Your Memorial Day presentation.
It was fun listening. It used to be Decoration Day. Decorating group didn't know that. So anyway, the reason I have to go to Pender is because that's my tradition of my dad who's still – Mom and dad are still obviously doing well, and they're 90 years old, but it's a little harder now. So I go to Pender. We have several graves there. So I go to my dad's went for the last, whatever, 65 years, 70 years.
Wow.
He's went and done the graves at the Pender Cemetery. And I will do that this year.
Good. With Ron.
What's that? Just me.
Just you.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just taking it. Yep. It'll just be me on this trip.
Okay. All right. So you're whipping through Pender?
At some point in time, yes. At some point in time.
One of these days I'm gonna go to Pender.
We do an idle chit chat, Jake. We're not doing that today.
No, that's what we're doing.
Idle chit chat. Anybody else want to
Who's it sponsored by?
Newton's Lawn Care. Anything else?
Yeah.
You guys idle chit chat.
Who's it sponsored by?
Newton's Lawn Care.
Newton.
Yeah. Newton.
I hope Andrew approaches me to see if I can pick him out of a crowd because you two guys haven't.
If he's wearing sunglasses,
I had no idea.
Hat, good luck. I'll tell you that much.
Pick me out of a crowd.
If he's without the hat and sunglasses,
we had a photo of Andrew sent to us that he had time to study. And
I looked at it three times.
Jake's exact words.
Andrew.
Help me out here.
I don't see Andrew in it. Still, I stand by it. The three times I looked at it, I don't see Andrew. It doesn't look like him.
Jake deserves a little bit on this one. It is
very
a little,
difficult. He's in a baseball jersey. He's got a hat on and sunglasses. Like, you barely can see his face at all. Like, you have to know the exact way his face forms. I see Andrew, you know, a couple times a year.
Is he mustachioed? Does he have a mustache?
I don't even know.
Bill?
I'm saying no.
His brother
I remember
does.
From the phone. I'm saying no.
See, it's all confusing.
Steve, your interaction on Giving Day was the best when he had on all of his gear and was standing right in front of you. So what do you do here?
It's unfortunate there. You guys were nearby on that because I could have gotten away with that with no problem. He did say, "I'm Andrew. I'm Andrew Newton."
Yes. Newton's Lawn Care.
He could have helped you out. You know, that exactly. I lead in with that a lot. With everybody I meet, hi, I'm Bill Bush, and sometimes you'll get the, yeah, I know who you are or whatever, but still, I'm like, hey, I'm just going to lead in with that because they may not know.
They might mistake you for somebody. for
some, yeah, exactly.
Idle chit chat. Last night I went to El Toro restaurant.
Whoa,
which one?
48th and Van Dorn.
In the mall?
In the mall, yeah.
In the strip mall.
Strip mall. I bring this up because it was very clear that it was the last day of school yesterday. Not for the kids, for the teachers. That place was packed. I'm going to say 90% teachers, and they were all getting absolutely hammered last night. It was an absolute zoo in El Toro. Here I am with my
LPS.
With my wife and her sister and Scotland out for a nice meal. And it is just a loud, raucous place. And it's all different groups. They're not together. It's every table is four or five people of teachers, and they're all just pounding margaritas and Coronas and just shots. I'm like, holy hell.
Shot.
Like we're on spring break over here at El Toro.
Really?
It was an absolute scene in that place.
Was there inflated beach balls being bounced around like they do in the outfield of a baseball game?
No beach balls, lots of shrieking, lots of yelling, lots of just cheering. This is kind of fun, and now it's kind of getting old after about 10 minutes. Like, 10 minutes, hey, this is, okay, I get it. And the party just doesn't stop happening. It's just going and going and going. It's now 7:45, and more people are counting in. It's packed in the place, and it's just an absolute war zone of party.
Now it's getting old. Shrieking.
LPS, calm down. Like, Shuddy, LPS.
Usually it's Scotland shrieking. She was very calm compared to everybody else.
Compared to the adults.
That was yelling in the place and having their meal and mostly just drinking their meal of margaritas, essentially. But
was there anyone from Pius there?
Potentially. I didn't see them wearing Pius gear. They might have been Pius people. I didn't talk to all the people that walked in. But I'm going to say there's a chance that there were some pious teachers there, but it was an absolute
shrieking
disaster of fun. And I feel like I'm a curmudgeon here.
No, you're fine.
Jake, you sound like the ultimate curmudgeon. I would have joined in with that. I've been high-fiving people. Jake, well, yeah.
There was one table.
I'm trying to get some chili randos here. Can we please hold it down?
One table. I'm telling you, the age difference. There is six people. There's all six women at the table. Six women.
Six women, yes.
And I'm saying the youngest was, I'd say maybe 27, and the oldest is probably 75. And I'm telling you, it was every range up until 75. There's probably someone at 65, 52, 45. It was the complete range of ages.
How did you determine that these were teachers?
Yes. Was there an announcement made?
They made it pretty clear when they said, hey, what are you here for? We're celebrating the last day of school. Last day of school. Summer starts. I mean, the waiter would come by and ask what brings you in?
All right.
We're celebrating the last day of school.
Good answer.
With my ears, I could overhear the conversations happening at El Toro.
Shrieks. Shrieks are a little annoying.
There's some shrieking in there.
I mean,
and now we know next year, El Toro, last day of school. I'm going. I'm going next year. Live remote from El Toro.
It was a scene in there, but we survived.
That's
food was excellent. Food was excellent.
I wonder if Mexican restaurants all over the city get ready for the last day of school, knowing that the teachers will be.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
It's almost like a second Cinco de Mayo for them. It's so busy
in
there.
Yeah. Wow.
It's constant busyness.
And you, now you, I hesitate to bring it up, but you kind of lost your voice at that point.
Well, I don't know what happened. I had, it's not gone, but I felt like I had a chip with some sauce, and all of a sudden my voice felt different after that.
Really?
But it came back a little bit. No, it wasn't spicy. It was mild.
Yeah. El Toro's there. What do you call that stuff?
Salsa,
yeah.
That stuff. commonly known term to everybody in the world is salsa.
Salsa.
Yes.
It's not that hot.
Salsa.
It's not that hot.
I had the mild one, which wasn't hot at all.
Their hot's not
That's why
hot.
It wasn't the heat at all.
Their hot's
not I'm going to say, excuse me, I apologize again. I'm going to say at my house, for me to get out some chips and salsa, I'm going to say it's happened maybe 4 times in my life that never happens. But when I sit down at a place and they bring the big kind of heavy bowl of the salsa and then the basket of chips comes out, I mouth through it like I'm going to the electric chair. It is incredible. Hot. And then, but I'll never, ever do it myself. Never even think about it. And it's in our house. Wouldn't even consider it. When they show up with that bowl and that basket, it's like, oh, wow.
I'm kind of with you. I've eaten it at home a lot.
Same.
Not as much, probably. Now that you mention it, though, not recently, and it is kind of a treat when you go out, right?
It's a treat.
Even if there's people shrieking in the background.
A lot of shrieking.
Shrieking.
A lot of yelling.
Shrieking is not, I would not be down with shrieking.
And also, they're playing songs off their phone. I'm like, this is a, why are we blaring music
now,
right now?
I've got
three different phones.
I push back on this really hard against you two guys. It's their day. It's their day. Just change venues. Walk in, walk out. It's their day. Stop.
Bill's pushing back. There's some pushback.
There's hard pushback here from a family of teachers. Yes.
Now that I understand, and I appreciate you.
I didn't walk out. I stayed the whole time. I ate the meal. I paid. I thanked the waiter.
I think they probably wanted you to leave.
Probably so.
I think the teachers are probably not happy you were there.
You're not a teacher.
You were wet blanket.
I didn't give anybody a bad look. I didn't give any bad looks out there. I kind of stayed in my space, ate my food, talked to my table.
This is an interesting discourse to me.
I wasn't giving anybody the stink eye. No stink eye out there.
Because Jake is a partier. I mean, he's a partier.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I don't know if this is Jake.
I can see this from the elderly Sipple, but from Jake, I thought Jake would join in and be part of it.
Right. Now, Bill, I think what we're seeing is the evolution of Jake Sorensen.
Today's the day it happened. Yesterday's the day it happened. I bet he eye rolled too. I can see him looking at Elizabeth and rolling his eyes.
No eye roll. I just said, wow, this is loud in here tonight.
The eye roll's coming. That's the next trip, probably.
How about the fact Jake is upset? And then those clowns were playing music, too.
No, I said there's three different groups.
How does that happen?
It's Bill, if you had three different tables that were blaring different music all around you, I'd like to see if you feel the same way as you're saying right now.
Depends on what the music is.
It was all different.
Pretty simple.
We had
70s country.
Nope, didn't have any
70s country. Chance I'm not upset.
Susie Quattro, by any chance.
I heard pop country. I heard rap, and I heard some version of pop over here, and I didn't like that one.
Okay.
Like new pop.
Well,
pop.
Now time out then. I'm going to side back with Jake. Because there's an app/whatever where your phone can take over the jukebox.
Yep, they don't
have. So I thought someone was running just one song. It was three songs at a time.
Yeah, I'm saying three different phones. Like we're all playing music, not on the touch tunes. Like I heard music here.
Okay,
music
I'm back with Jake on that. Yeah, I don't need that.
Thank you. I thought you'd be on that side. Anything else?
I'll stop over there today.
Anything else? Idle chit chat before we move on to the roll call.
No, I just had that normal kind of work day again, guys. That's it. I mean, I talked to Bill. There's a little break to talk to Bill. Took a little break, and that was about it. It was work. I did work out. Mackenzie was there. We always have good laughs, me and Mackenzie. She said at one point.
Was the hood up?
No, I kept the hood down because there weren't many people there. At one point, Mackenzie said, "My knees, they're cracking."
I didn't get a huge kick out of that. I don't even know if she knew I got a huge kick out of that. We were on the stair steppers, and she was next to me. She said, "My knees, they're cracking." That was about the funnest I had yesterday. Funnest. Most fun.
Most fun.
Hey, Jake, was it most fun or funnest?
Most fun. Funnest is not a word.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care.
Andrew.
Sign up for a fertilizer program this month, and if your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 to get your quote today. It is now time for the roll call on Friday. Yeah, roll call. 402-464-5685. Texas, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today?
Well, it comes back to grilling it, and this is a heated debate.
Okay.
I want to know hot dog condiments
okay.
that you feel are accurate. So it's mustard, ketchup, mustard,
right.
onions, chili. I want to know what it is. Mine's real simple.
What?
Hot dog is mustard.
Ooh, interesting.
Me.
Mustard only?
Hot dog is mustard. That's me. The only time a little bit of ketchup appears is if I feel the bun's a little dry and I need a little bit of added moisture.
Interesting.
To the bun. But I'm a mustard on the hot dog guy, and I'd like to know what America thinks, what the breakers think of this.
I'm
on a hot dog, and some people say I don't eat a hot dog. I do, just so you know.
No, I eat a hot dog.
I had a hot dog.
No, Sipple's not. Hey, ho. Sipple is not saying I don't eat a hot dog. I love hot dogs.
I saw some people. I didn't push back on you.
I thought you said
came
Sipple.
At me, Steve.
I'm sorry, Bill. I thought you said Sipple. I thought you said
no,
Sipple.
No, absolutely not. No, people. No.
People.
No.
Okay.
I had a hot dog on Wednesday.
I mean, Jake, what's your take on this?
I was going to tell you, Bill. I had a hot dog on Wednesday. It had ketchup on it. It was delicious. It was good. Very
okay.
good.
Raise your and voice. Here's what I think. Some people want to fight people for what they put on their hot dog. It's a major topic.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't. There's a lot of time also. I eat it dry. I will eat a hot dog that's with fine. Nothing on it.
Yeah, me that too. That's where I was going. In fact, that's where I was going. I think most of the time I just want to have the hot dog taste. But I will put a little mustard like Bill sometimes, mostly just ketchup and nothing else. But
here's the part that has not been so – think about the technology that's happened in the world. It's incredible. But yet, me and Steve Sipple still use the same little mustard and ketchup packs that we used in 1974. Nothing's changed.
Undone.
The same exact rip them, and really hard to get it on your hot dog. Really hard. It just doesn't go smoothly.
Right. No, it doesn't.
It's not smooth. And then if you have community mustard, it's going to be kind of gloopy, gloppy. Kind of, it's just not right. There's stuff just kind of. So I always go out of the packet.
You do.
And it's nothing's changed since 19 whatever. Whenever the first day they put ketchup or mustard in a packet, it's the exact same today.
And that's.
All right, we have responses.
There's one more thing we have to cover before we get the responses. You never, but Jake, just hold on.
Yes.
You never have just one hot dog, right?
I had a hot dog, just one on Wednesday. It was delightful.
See, I will go dry on one and ketchup on the other. That's the ideal. That's the ideal.
I like it.
Dry on one, ketchup on the
other. Is there anyone, Jake, is anyone texting in for a roll call?
I'm ready to read those texts. Can I read them?
He gave me the stink eye.
Well, he did. You kind of came at Steve too.
We're going to YouTube YouTube first. Mike.
I mean, he's in studio. Let's not get mad at him. I'm the guy screwing things up with this situation that came up last night.
Mike in Ozark, in Missouri, 49 years old today. Happy birthday, mustard and ketchup. Bolt, age 58, says nothing on my hot dog. Leave it dry.
Bolt, happy birthday to Ozark, by the way. Happy birthday.
Thomas in the Philippines, the works, mustard, ketchup, relish, peppers, onions on his hot dog.
Ooh, ooh.
That's a lot. You better have a heck of a bun, a support system.
Right. Sim in Thailand listening says mustard is the key for me.
Okay,
so he's with Bill on that. David in Bellevue, all the condiments plus jalapenos.
Okay.
Okay, ooh,
jalapenos,
nice.
I've never put a jalapeno on a hot dog. I've never thought about it even. Never.
I did hot sauce 2 days ago.
Text line, we have Kristen Fremont, age 49, mustard and onion.
Okay, that's good. Solid. I like that. Onion. I like onion.
Lou, age 80, in Orlando, says ketchup and onion. Yeah. On him.
Hey, Rudy, come on. Ketchup and onion. He's shaking his head no. Ketchup and onion is maybe the best.
I just don't always have
Bill and Bennett, age 60, mustard only. Travis, 55, Panama City Beach, mustard and sauerkraut. That's for a
okay.
Brat. You don't put sauerkraut in a hot dog. On a brat, you put sauerkraut.
Usually it's brat, okay. But you know what?
Yeah.
If he wants to do it, let's do it.
Hey, Rudy has weighed in.
What do you say?
With a new one.
Ketchup and cheese for Rudy.
That cheese. Must be San Antonio.
Be some Texas.
That must be. Now, the question, could someone find out from Rudy real quick, is it liquid cheese or shredded?
Shredded. He gave the shredded sign.
Shredded cheese. Interesting.
I didn't know there was a universal sign for shredded, but there is.
What, Steve, tell us again the universal sign for shredded cheese is what?
Jake, describe it,
it's
please.
Like this, right?
It's like you're crinkling up paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
See that.
Good job, Rudy. The universal sign for shredded cheese.
Justin and Hickman, age 37, ketchup, mustard, and relish. Sean P. and Eagle says the exact same thing. Robert and Bixby, age 49, Oklahoma. Mustard only. Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas. Mustard and onions.
Okay, Bearded.
Carrie in McCook, age 60. Sauerkraut and mustard on a hot dog.
Sauerkraut thing's freaking me out a little.
You're sure this is on a hot dog? It's not brats.
You know what's amazing here, guys? We are hearing multiple, hardly any the same. Everyone has a plan. I like it.
Yeah, good point.
GP and Gretna, age 34. Load it up with everything. Whatever you want to put on, he says, put everything.
That'd be shredded cheese, then, according to Rudy.
Apparently so. Paul in Dodge City, Kansas, age 26, ketchup, mustard, and diced jalapeno on a hot dog.
Okay,
that's,
I'm for
that's
it.
Two jalapenos now.
Yeah, the jalapeno thing.
Ryan in Delaware, age 40, chili and cheese on his hot dog.
Chili?
So a chili dog for him.
A chili dog.
That's they're sloppy, though. It's really hard. I see a hot dog as a travel food. And once chili appears, it's no longer a travel food.
No, you're sitting
now
down.
It's a sit-down food.
Yeah, you find a picnic table.
You got to find something. Yeah, you got to get a base.
Officer McLeod in Columbus, age 36, mustard, ketchup, and sometimes relish. I wonder why is it sometimes, not every time?
I don't know. It's just like me. Sometimes I don't do ketchup. Sometimes but I just like the fact we have law enforcement with us.
Thank
Officer
you,
McLeod.
Officer McLeod in Columbus.
Yeah. We need.
Thank you for the service. Yes.
Yeah. This is what's weird. Loudon in Muscatine, Iowa, age 26, ranch.
Ooh,
ranch.
Never heard of it.
I have never heard of that ever.
That's Muscatine, Iowa. There.
Oh. That's
wow.
I don't.
That's something.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna judge too much because he's a breaker, obviously. But that's a lot.
Would you try that,
yes.
Bill? Would you try that?
Yes, I would. Because a ranch is good. Ranch is good on just about anything.
I don't think that I if someone said, "Will you not?" No, I would try it.
Okay.
I would never just go in and buy a hot dog and randomly try it. I'm gonna spend the $2.49 for a hot dog and I'm gonna try ranch this time. No, probably not. But if I'm at a function, there's a bunch of dogs on a grill where I can maybe discard it if I don't like it, I would try it.
What about mayo? Would you do mayo?
I think I've done mayo before. I think I have a little pack of it. Just give it a little ribbon right down the hot dog of mayo.
Okay.
East Lincoln West. I'm American, so ketchup and mustard. He says.
Oh,
he's making out
America
for all of America. Ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
McSafety and Cozad, age 74, helped you with your motorcycle last week. Mustard, onion, sweet relish.
Sweet relish.
Mm-hmm. Sweet relish.
Thank you, McSafety.
Crowbar in David City, ketchup and mustard. Corey and Duncan, ketchup and sweet relish.
Corey and Duncan?
Yep.
In Duncan? Duncan
Aviation.
Oh, okay.
Jake in Utica, mustard only. Going with Bill on that one. Jay in Colorado says, mustard and onion, no ketchup ever. Ever, he says.
Ever.
Ketchup away
from
me.
Strong statement.
Wonder why.
Chad in Kyle, Texas, chili, cheese, and onions. So, wow, that's another person with Rudy. Cheese.
Well, when you get to the Cincinnati area or Louisville area, that's when you start to get into your Skyline Chili.
Yes,
Skyline Chili is served on hot dogs, and that's like a chili dog, and they're incredible when they come out. So you get three hot dogs. A plate of them comes out covered in chili and cheese, shredded cheese. Skyline Chili.
Reed in Des Moines says the hot dog just goes in the trash, not eating it.
Why?
It wasn't an option. He worked at the meat market.
So far from Iowa, we've got hot dog throwaway and ranch.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we got from Iowa. It's kind of weird. A little weird, Iowa. What else?
That's Jake's home state, guys.
Tony in Mesa, Arizona says hot ketchup on his hot dog. Okay. Casey at DIA, ketchup, mustard, and dill relish.
DEA?
DIA.
DIA.
Is that the Denver International Airport? Okay. Yeah, he's at the airport right now. Stephen Norfolk, plane, nothing on it. And on YouTube, Corn John says ketchup and onions. As Nashville Husker says mustard and onion. That is our roll call, sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, the home of the spirit animal of Lincoln.
Sarah!
Just south of 48th and Holdridge, they have bowling, billiards, karaoke, darts, great food at Madsen's at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Go today, go tomorrow, go Sunday if you want to.
I know my brother-in-law was there last week. I don't know if Irwin Sweeney, the former Nebraska corner of length, was there. I know my brother-in-law was.
I got a selfie sent to me from Bolt with Sarah last week.
You're kidding me.
From EJ's, yes.
Bolt went there?
The spirit animal. Bolt.
I always felt that if we ever did the live in-studio Dr. Love, that we'd want Sarah there to meet with them right after we met with them. Just when they leave, they would just be ear-to-ear grin. They would just be so happy. And then she would build whatever was discussed, she would build on it, and it would be euphoric.
Absolutely. That's what Sarah does.
That would be a good setup. You, Dr. Love, with Sarah waiting for the exit.
Yeah, just kind of an exit interview. Yeah. Okay, where are we at? What's going on? And then all of a sudden, it's like, did you believe that? I just met Sarah from Madsen's.
Just some encouraging words out the door.
Quickly before we get to break, the rumor is now reality in the playoff. The college football playoff is officially going to move to a straight seeding model beginning this year. So 2025, this year's playoff will not have the auto bye of, it seemed like a Boise State that won the Mountain West getting a bye, Arizona State and the Big 12 getting a bye. Straight seeding, which we, I think on the show, said we're fans of, right? We prefer that. That's the right way to do this for the playoff. But are we surprised that it did happen for this year already?
Not really. Now, here's the things to know.
Very.
I'm not really surprised. I don't know. I mean, they changed the playoff. I mean, it's going to change again here pretty soon. But the thing to know, there's a couple things. Of the four teams that earned the bye last season, none won. None won their first game. Most notably, Boise State and Arizona State, which Boise State was ranked 9th and Arizona State was ranked 12th. Didn't win. Now, Georgia, neither Georgia nor Oregon won either. But if you didn't, instead of four earning bye weeks as they did last season, had there been straight seeding last year, this is the thing that gets that got me in a good way. Had there been straight seeding last year, then Texas and Penn State would have earned byes instead of Boise State and Arizona State. And that would make sense, right?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. So that's – say no more to me. I get it. You're surprised.
No, it makes sense and you won it. I'm just shocked it happened. It's almost like the Big 12 and ACC, Mountain West was an outlier. That won't happen very often that a group of five is one of them. But there was no advantage for them to vote to change it. They should have kept it. They'd have been better off because they had to have a unanimous vote to change it. Now, so there was no – that they it would have been smarter for them to not do it, but they took the high road, which is what we need to get college football going. And instead of saying, like, you know what, this is coming next year anyway, so let's just go ahead and do it now. So I commend the commissioners for doing that from those conferences. Because the chance of the SEC or Big Ten not having a bye is pretty slim. It's a pretty slim situation. But they could have easily said, no, we're not doing it. Next year, that's fine. But this year, we're going to do the same thing. Because, you know, it's like gave Arizona State a better chance. Got them into round two. But I commend them for doing the right thing. Because there's just no way in a tournament should be seeded with an 8 or a 9 in a 12 seed. Being a top four seed,
no,
that just doesn't, that does not add up to how the sport needs to be built.
Yeah. So the changes continue. There'll be another change here in 2026 when they expand the field and there'll probably be more changes to come.
Constant change, but they got this one right.
Oh, I'd say so right. For sure. Yeah,
they did.
When we come back, aging gracefully from Sip is next.
I love this
on Early Break on the Ticket.
I am.
Hey,
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.